on. So I think it's just a combination of all the great activities and events that we have planned that just really makes Gagway the best place to be for the holidays.
Yuletide events and celebration begin this Friday in Skagway. That and more coming up. It's the KHNS News. I'm Byrne Power. In Southeast Alaska, a totem pole can tell many tales. One totem pole in particular has been a source of controversy. Ed Ronco in Sitka has the story.
A crowd has gathered along the edges of Totem Square, which is covered almost completely in snow. Among the onlookers are schoolchildren, various government officials, and native elders. Among them, Fred Hope, who wears a white hard hat and looks up at the 40-foot pole as it's moved into place by a crane. He says he got a lot of questions from visitors last summer, wondering why the totem pole in all their brochures wasn't there.
They wanted to see that pole. They thought it was very important. And I said, well, it'll be back here again eventually, but right now it's being repaired, so they felt so disappointed because they had missed it.
The pole might not be as iconic to Sitka as its onion-domed Russian Orthodox Cathedral or its cable-stayed bridge, but since the 1940s, it's been on the map and one of the town's main sites. It's also been the source of some controversy. Designed by George Benson in the early 1940s, the pole was actually carved in Wrangell by workers with the Civilian Conservation Corps. That caused some hard feelings at the time among locals. And then there's the design. Atop the pole is a depiction of Alexander Baranov. The original design, many say, called for Baranov to be wearing clothes. But when the pole came back from Wrangell, many thought he appeared to be naked and that the pole was an attempt to embarrass the former governor of Russian Alaska. That's sort of the way Duck Diedrichsen sees it.
The stories about him from the bottom up, for Alexander Baranov, for enslaving and torturing my people. This was the end of it. This is to remind our people that the Russians aren't here, us Tlinkas still are. That's why this was carved in 42.
Others, though, see it slightly differently.
Well, I do try to stay out of these things, but I have seen the original drawing, and it doesn't look like it's a disrespectful thing at all.
That's Tommy Joseph, a master carver who just completed a restoration of the pole. He says the original plans look pretty good, but that the carvers in Wrangell all those years ago might have taken a few liberties and made some changes along the way, changes that led to misinterpretation when it returned to Sitka.
It came back more or less as a ridicule pole, and that wasn't the intent, but that's what it looked like. It looked like Baranov, the figure on top, was standing there naked instead of being clothed as in George Benson's drawing originally.
Bob Mettinger with the Sitka Historical Society says when the pole was originally put up, it fostered a lot of anger. Some people threatened to deface it, and there were inquiries into whether the Forest Service should have commissioned it in the first place. The controversy appears to have calmed some in the 70 years since this pole went into place. Most at the raising on Monday said they regard it as a piece of history, for better or for worse. Tlingit Elder Nels Lawson.
I suppose it depends on who you talk to, and I don't harbor any anger over it. I like the original concept that the people of Sitka, and that's what I want remembered for my children, my grandchildren, not all the controversy.
Lawson is from the Kagwantan clan. He says it's important to know history, to learn from it, to value it, but also to look to the future.
Choose your direction based on how you interpret your history. It could be a positive direction or it can be a negative direction, and I choose to be positive.
Tommy Joseph, the artist who restored the pole, says he learned a lot in the process, researching, for example, the knight slaying a dragon that's depicted about a third of the way up. It's apparently St. George. He also says he learned a lot about earlier restoration efforts and spent time undoing them. There are things that at the time were well-intentioned and thought to be helpful, but that artists today know to be harmful. Regardless, Joseph says the job done on the pole should last for a long time, and that the chance to work on a piece of history, even one with something of an unpleasant past, was an honor. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.
Every year, Skagway hosts a nearly month-long Yuletide celebration. This year, the festivities begin Friday, December 2nd. Catherine Nelson coordinates the events out of the Skagway Rec Center.
This weekend, we kick off the holiday season with the tree lighting at 5th and Broadway. The tree is actually a tree that is a live tree that exists year-round. That's at 5:30 p.m., and right after that, there's an open house at AB Hall, and then we have a Christmas concert at the National Park Service at 7 p.m. There's a quilter show at the White Pass Depot from 12 to 3, and we have the annual Yuletide Bazaar and Carnival at the Skagway School from 10 to 1. And then we have a wine tasting, which is actually a fundraiser for all of the events that are brought to you each holiday season in Skagway. And that's at the Elk, and that's from 7 to 9 p.m.
Besides this weekend's activities, there are quite a few other events to look forward to.
Well, we have the Yuletide Ball, which is on Saturday, December 17th, and that's at 7 p.m. And we have the band Electric Scoundrels from Juno playing. We look forward to teaching everybody the electric slide line dance, and it's just basically a red-hot electric Christmas theme, so we're asking people if they want to dress up, they can wear Hawaiian shirts, beach hats, sundresses, or anything red.
And, of course, there will be lots of seasonal foods on hand in many locations in the course of the month.
I'm going to be doing flavored oils and artisan bread baking at the Rec Center on Tuesday at 7, and then the following evening we're going to be doing chocolate truffles for gift giving, and so people will be able to learn how to make chocolate truffles and make them while they're here and actually decorate them and then wrap them up in gift boxes for giving away to their loved ones or keeping for themselves if they'd like.
Skagway's Yuletide festivities not only bring the community together, but also attracts people from as far away as Whitehorse and Juneau, Nelson explains.
Well, I think, you know, over the years, it's just evolved more and more, and I think everybody in town is just gets really excited about being a part of it and, you know, offers to do different activities like open houses, and the businesses will do open houses and offer hors d'oeuvres and things, refreshments for the public, and I think everybody just really gets into the spirit, and we have so many people come from Whitehorse that I start getting emails in August. When's the Santa train? When's the Yuletide ball? When's, you know, this? When's that? You know, so I think it's really not only just has brought the whole town together, the community of Skagway, but also people come from Whitehorse, Juneau, and even Haines to participate in the event. So more than just the people that live here.
And the Skagway calendar of events for December is quite crowded. We highly suggest a visit to the website to get the full picture.
If you would like a full schedule of events, you can go to www.skagwayrecreation.org and print off the activities and the dates and times.
And what is this Santa train coming up on December 10th?
Oh, yes. Well, that is something that is done every year. Basically, the train goes up to about 9 miles to Clifton and then turns around, and Santa's on the train. And before the train departs, he's at the depot, and he meets all of the kids and then just mingles on the train with the different families that are riding it. And that's White Pass Depot. You know, White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad have done that every year. That's Saturday, December 10th. And that starts at about 11 a.m., and if you're going, you want to make sure you get there by 11:45. The train will be departing around noon, But we just encourage, and even if you can get there by 11:30, because we had 1 year when it left a little bit early and a lot of people missed it.
Where can people get tickets for that?
It's free.
Oh, wow. I should get myself over there.
Yeah.
For KHNS News, I'm Bern Power. Tara Bicknell will return from a much-needed vacation next week.